Welcome everyone to the weekly Sunday morning shiur. We're learning Rambam right now, Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Foundations of the Torah. Last week we spoke about the physical attributes that the Torah mentions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a mashal. When the Torah says that God has hands and eyes and ears, this is just so we can understand. Because God does not see with eyes, but He's aware. He's aware of everything. Now, how is a human being aware of what someone else is doing? Usually with your eyes. So when the Torah says that the eyes of God, God saw what man was doing, that's speaking about His awareness. How is God aware? We don't know. God is he's aware of everything. Now, the Rambam says like this. Ma'u zeh shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu la'asig kesha'amar harini nad kibudechon. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Hashem, show me your glory. What was he asking? Show me your glory, Hashem. He wanted some type of miracle. He saw many miracles. And God spoke to him already. What did he want, Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Rambam says, Bikesh leda mitati matzo'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu acheyed yadua belibo. He wanted to know God's existence, and it should be known in his heart that God is here, and that he has a true conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כמו ידיעת אחד מן האנשים שראה פניו ונחקקה צורתו בליבו. You see, if you see someone, a friend of yours, or you meet someone, so you see his face, and his face is implanted in your head. Now you know, when you see him, that's you recognize him. You can recognize a face. The brain automatically registers someone. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know Hashem to the extent that he knows God's face, כביכול. What does that mean? He says, "Shinimsa oto aish nifrad bedato mishar haanashim." When it comes to a human being, so by seeing someone in your mind, you're able to differentiate that person from someone else. You know, this is Steve. This is Yishai. So kach bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu liyot mitziyot haKadosh Baruch Hu nifredet bilibo mishar mitziyot hanimtzayim. This is very deep over here. I can't say I truly understand exactly what the Rambam is saying over here, but. You see, Hashem's not physical. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have a conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in his mind, Hashem is totally different than everything else. The same way you know that your friend is different than someone else, he wanted to know and understand that Hashem's existence is different than everything else. Why is this such an amazing, difficult thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking? Because automatically, because we're physical, anything that we think about has some type of physical dimension to it. Automatically. So even when he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible for him to understand Hashem in a completely unphysical way. That's the big challenge when you pray. When you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make Hashem not physical in your mind. That you're speaking to a being that transcends any type of physicality. You know, when we're kids, we think of Hashem, what he looked like. You know? You have to get rid of that image. Very bad to have that image.
This is why he said the Panay Lo Yirau.
So let's see what he talks about this later on. He says Ad Sheyetza. So he wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know and understand Hashem's existence the way it really is. He wanted to know Hashem the way He really is. So he answered him Beishivo Kadosh Baruch Hu Shein Koch Betat Adam Machai. As long as you're alive and you're a human being and you're alive, Shehu Mechubar Miguf Nefesh, and you have a soul connected with a body, it's impossible for you to fully understand this. It's impossible. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood this more than anyone else. There's a Rambam in Morin Nevuchim where the Rambam says that you can't really understand who Hashem is. You can just understand what He's not. And the Rambam says that the level of understanding what Hashem is not and to take away any physicality from Him, we think Hashem's not physical. Very simple. Read Morin Nevuchim, you'll see it's not physical. It's not so simple. It's not a simple thing to remove all physical thoughts from your head. To really understand Hashem, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know that He exists, and to feel His existence, to the extent that you bow down in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are very high levels over here. But the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu understood more than we do what Hashem is not. So we say Hashem is one. So what do we mean when we say Hashem? We spoke about that earlier. Hashem's unity is not like anything else, because God's unity cannot be broken up. Look, you're one body, but your body can be broken up into many different parts. And you can have a class of animals. You can say the animal kingdom. That's one category. But it can be broken up into many different things. You take a cell, you can break up a cell. You can take an atom, you can break up the atom.
So what was Moshe asking? How can I visualize you, God?
Not visualize. How can I understand your existence as it really is?
You can't possibly visualize something and then say it's physical.
He doesn't want to visualize. He wants to understand God's existence as God's existence really is. He wants to have a hasaga of Hashem the way He is.
The same way.
He says that you can differentiate between this and something else. And he knows Hashem is different, because as long as you're a human being, he was still limited by his physical body. So automatically, he is ascribing to Hashem something physical.
But he's in a prophecy.
But he wanted the extra. I want to know you as you really are. I want to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is.
And that was okay to do that?
He asked that. So Hashem said, no, you can't, because you're alive. However, look at this. This is interesting. Moshe wanted to know who Hashem really is. And Hashem said, you can't do that. It's impossible. But he said, I'll give you a little bit, that you'll know I'm very different than everything else. He says, the same way, he says, Kemoshi pared achad min Hashem shara achorav. Basically, if you see your friend from the back, or he has a certain clothing, so you can see that's him, but you didn't see his face. Now this is just a mashal, really. We don't really understand.
His reaction, you don't see him. This is what he's meaning. But now, when you see a person in the back, you said, oh, I know, this is him. Why? Because you don't see him.
You see his actions, but the Rambam is saying a little bit more than this. He's saying a little bit more than this, that even Hashem gave him a little bit glimpse of how he's different, but not who he really is. Meaning, in Moshe's mind, he could differentiate Hashem's existence from anything else, but he did not understand Hashem as he really is. The Rambam writes later on that even the Hayot HaKodesh, that's the highest being that God created, are the Hayot HaKodesh, even they don't understand Hashem. They're infinitely far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're infinitely closer to him than we are. But there's no way you can't understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what you said about the Ma'asim. I'm not sure if the Rambam says that, but it's definitely true that to see Hashem, you see his actions and you see how he created the world, and by seeing what he accomplishes, you can come to an understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. And he says that's the mashal of what Hashem said. You'll see my back.
How many instances where people are on a level where they see God in a way that the others don't? Like Avraham and Yitzhak, when they go up with Ishmael and
they didn't have an understanding of Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the highest human being can go. He couldn't go any further.
What about those people?
There was no visual.
But there was some, because he's physical. Okay, it's hard to understand, but Moshe Rabbeinu, his nevuah was different than everyone else's nevuah.
You can understand from that if you're basically not aligned, you can see Hashem?
The Torah says, so you can't see Hashem, but you'll know Hashem.
Because there is people that die and
what does the Zohar say? Yeah, but that means they weren't totally dead. It says, Ki lo yir'ani ha'adam b'chai. So that says that a human being that's alive can't see God. The Gemara says, or the Zohar, I said, the Rashid Chochmah brings that. He says, Bechayim lo ro'im oti, b'mita ro'im oti. It doesn't mean you see Hashem, but you know there's Hashem. You know. It's an overwhelming. There's Hashem. As soon as a person dies, he realizes, why? I forgot Hashem. He sees Hashem.
Even when you have
Mavet Klini. Yeah, they see some light. They see something, but when a person really dies, it is so obvious that there's Hashem. Hashem hid himself. He hides himself. We don't see him.
It's funny, with Steve Jobs, you know what they said when Steve Jobs' last few words were? When he was dying on his deathbed, it was, wow.
Really, yeah?
That's what his sister said, something like that. Really, his last words were, wow.
They see something, huh? They say Rav Dessler, I was reading a biography about Rav Dessler, and Rav Dessler was very sick at the end of his life, and he died like with a gigantic smile. He was a big tzaddik, Rav Dessler, and he was Marbitz Torah. He built yeshivot in England,
in England,
and he died with a smile on his face. Can you imagine? Who knows what he saw? Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, I heard from his son, when he was in the, they knew he was dying, so they said Shema with him. And then he opened up, he was dying. They thought he was dead. He opened up his eyes and he started talking. They couldn't make out what he was saying. So Rav Shmuel said he's talking to the Shekhinah. He was dying and he spoke to the Shekhinah. And then as soon as he started talking, that's it. He left the world. So there's something goes on when a person dies. This keeps us from Hashem, the body. It keeps you from having a Hasagah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu, while he was alive, had the highest possible level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, Hakdama of the Torah. We should really do the Ramban, Hakdama of the Torah. Chaval Hazman. Each week a different shiur. This week Ramban.
We need to open a kol at night. Every night.
Every night. Bunadoram. Huh? נכון. בוודאי. Of course. You're that's ata tzadik. Yeah, you're right. You can have a hasagah of Hashem, but there are different levels. Yesh madregot b'hasagah. Yeah, definitely. And they need Hashem.
They need the nature. They need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If not, they don't have a clue.
Yeah, they throw themselves at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And also, you see how things grow. You know, it's amazing. The way a seed pops out, you know. It's amazing. You know, they took seeds from a tree, Tamarim, okay, from Israel. They found seeds in some pottery. This is like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And they, I think it's more than this, like 10 years ago. These seeds were from a date tree. And they were protected. Because a seed, if you leave it to the elements, it will get ruined. It was protected. They replanted this seed and it grew. They grew a palm tree of several palm trees in Israel. It's the original Israeli tamarim. It's not the majul, it's a different one. It's a different type of and it worked. The seed did not die. Can you imagine after 2,000 years, it's still alive. Amazing. Maaseh Hashem. You know, so we'll just do one more halakha on the Rambam. He says, since we know that God is not physical, he doesn't have a body, no image, he says, so too, God, this is so important, by the way, this halakha over here can really affect your emunah. And I think many people, because they weren't trained in Rambam's philosophy, they attribute to Hashem physical things. Yeah, God got angry at me. God is sad. God's happy. Okay, let's see what Rambam says. He says, nothing physical can be ascribed to Hashem. No attachment, no separation. He doesn't have a place. We call Hashem the Makom. We say, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Why is Hashem the Makom? Because the Gemara says, He's Mekomo Shel HaOlam. He made place. He is the place. But we don't say God is in a particular place. There's no Midah, there's no measurement, there's no Aliyah, or Yerida. He doesn't go up or come down. There's no right and left. There's no front and back. There's no sitting, there's no standing. And God is not within time that He should have a beginning or end. And he has no amount of years. He does not change. Eino mishtane. God doesn't change. You can't change his mind. You can't change. You can't make him sad. You can't make him happy. Because if he'd be happy and sad, he would change. He says, she'ein lo davar she'igrom lo shinui. There's nothing that could possibly affect him and change him. If he would change, he would not be infinite. He has to be infinite. It's just Maria Nevoa. It's the way God punished, so we say he's angry. But he himself does not change. It's all in the Sefirot. That's the whole Kabbalah is based on how Hashem himself doesn't change, but the way he conducts the world, you know, it's like the electrical impulses that he gives to the world, the Sefirot is the way God conducts the world, those change. Those he can, you know, he directs more chesed, more geburah, more din. You know, but God himself is unchangeable. It's impossible for him to change, because if you would change,
the concept of change
is a physical. It's a physical concept. Right. It's a physical concept, and it does not apply to a perfect being. He said, "There's no death, chas v'chalila. There's no chayim."
Yeah, but
So Bilam is a different that's a different shiur. But he says here, when we say that God has life, he says lo chayim ki chayeh haguf ha-chay. He's not alive like we're alive. He has a different type of life. That's why we say, I think he says in the next halacha, one of the halachot, he says, that's why we say baruch chay ha-olamim. We don't say hey ha-olamim. Chay ha-olamim. Because God's life is not given to him. He is life. And we say chay, he himself is like the definition of life. There's no sikhlut, because God can't make a mistake, ve'lo chokhmah. And he doesn't have wisdom, ke chokhmah ta'isha chacham. See, Rambam always says, he said this with two things, with life and with chokhmah. Because we know God has chokhmah. But when we say chokhmah, that's knowledge that you learn. That's called chokhmah. Hashem doesn't have chokhmah that he learns. Because you can't add on to his chokhmah. He and his chokhmah and his unity, and it's all one. Everything that could possibly be or that was, there's nothing to add on to his chokhmah. That's why when a person sins or does a mitzvah or whatever, it's not, you're not giving Hashem a new knowledge. Oh, now he's a chacham. Now he's doing a mitzvah. God's not within time that he changes his knowledge of what you're doing. He knows everything at the same time, instantaneously. He knows everything. That God does not sleep. He doesn't wake up. He doesn't get angry. He does not laugh. He doesn't have simcha, and he doesn't have sadness. He is not quiet, and he does not speak kedibur b'nei adam, like the speech of a human being. When God speaks, we call it by Daber Hashem Moshe Le'mor, but this is, he communicated. How did he communicate? That's with the Sfirot. That's, you have to study Zohar and Kitvei Arizal to understand how does a Navi communicate with Hashem. It's all through the Sfirot. God gives messages, but he doesn't speak. He doesn't have a physical mouth. V'kach amru chachamim, en lema'ala, lo yeshiva, ve'lo amida, lo oref, lo ipui. There's no sitting, no standing. So now, the Rambam says, therefore, whenever we hear, this is so important, very, very important. Whenever we read anything in the Navi, in the Torah, that speaks about a physical attribute of Hashem, it's all mashal u'militza. It's all a parable, it's speaking in a poetic way. Kemo she'nemar, Yoshev b'shamayim, Yitzhak. Hashem, who sits in the heaven, laughs. He's laughing at all of us. This Tehillim is talking about how he's going to laugh at the Goyim in the end of days. Yoshev b'shamayim, how he's going to see the Goyim making war with each other, fighting against Mashiach. The second Tehillim of chapter of Tehillim. Ki asuni b'havlehem, they angered me in their stupidity. They angered me. What does it mean, God? We angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the way you have to understand it, Moreh Nevuchim talks in great depth about this. But to say that God is angry, it just means that he's going to inflict punishment. When God inflicts punishment, that means he's angry. Nothing changes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't change Hashem. You can't make him angry. You can change the way he's going to deal with you. Because he let you do that. God made the world in such a way that we affect the way he conducts himself. That's called Kaas. Kasher Sas Hashem. When we say that God gets happy. The Torah speaks in the language of man. It says, then it says in Yirmiyahu, Hashem himself says in Yirmiyahu, do you think you can anger me? Ha'oti hem machisim? You can't make me angry. Hare omer, ani Hashem lo shaniti. I am Hashem who never changes. If God would sometimes be happy, sometimes be angry, so then he would be changing. And then the Rambam says, anything that changes, he says, all of these things that can change can only apply to physical bodies. Anything that's physical, these things you can say, they change. They can be broken up, they can change. He is above and beyond anything that has to do with this. Everyone should have a beautiful Chodesh Tov, Shavua Tov.